All right, guys, we are starting off.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Infinity Shield, shake it up now.
The secret is out.
Fans got to stop
the organization stayed in the shadows, hiding the truth. Now we know. They're the robots.
When they have too many cables, the only thing is that it is light cables. So,
by the way,
fan got to stop the stairs. Awesome. I made the mic cables for downstairs for the show.
Oh, you?
We can't explain everything we see, but our eyes are open. So what now? There are no more shadows for you to hide in. Something impossible just happened. What are you going to do about it?
Woo-hoo! Yeah!
He's a great waiter.
Thank you.
stand for, Agent Ward?
Strategic Homeland Intervention, Enforcement, and Logistics Division.
And what does that mean to you?
I think someone really wanted our initials to spell out S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's from the whole week.
It means we're the line between the world and the much weirder world. We protect people from news they aren't ready to hear. When we can't do that, we keep them safe. Something turns up, like this Chitauri neural link, we get to it before someone bad does.
Any idea who Von Trapp was planning to sell it to?
I'm more interested in how this Rising Tide group found out about it. I thought they were just hackers. What changed?
Everything's changing. A little while ago, most people went to bed thinking that the craziest thing in the world was a billionaire in a flying metal suit. Then aliens invaded New York and were beaten back by, among others, a giant green monster, a costumed hero from the 40s, and a god.
I don't think Thor was technically a god.
Only you haven't been near his arms. The battle in New York was the end of the world. This, now, is the new world. People are different. They have access to tech, to formulas, secrets they're not ready for.
Why was I pulled out of Paris?
That you'll have to ask Agent Coulson.
He's dead.
I'm clearance level 6. I know that Agent Coulson was killed in action before the battle of New York. Got the full report. Welcome to level 7.
Yeah! Woo! Oh, level 7!
I'm not sure we're dark and I couldn't doubt myself. Agent Coulson.
Coulson, you card. What a card. They had her. Why is so nosy?
American Fury faked your mask. Motivated your matches.
The death of a common ally is a particularly effective team builder.
Plus, it wasn't that much of a stretch. I stopped breathing for about 40 seconds.
Eight. It gets longer every time you tell it.
Yeah, well, you get chanced by the Ascari Mussolini, you can tell it your way. I was looking at the big white light, and it felt like a lot longer than 8 seconds.
Did they not? The Avengers, the Fury Clan?
They're not all seven.
Got out of the ICU. Fury stuck me in a grass shack in Tahiti. Rough gig. Mai Tais, Travis McGee novels, and a physical therapist whose command of English was irrelevant. That's something puts you back in the game. What is that? That's a superhero, it's Ward. And when they cracked our RSA implementation, they're good. So I need better.
Agent Coulson has requisitioned a mobile command unit to which you were assigned.
Rising Tide is trying to draw us out. I think it's time they succeeded.
You want me to cross them off?
Wow. No. I want to use them to get to him. This man's world is about to get very weird. He's going to need some help.
I'm sorry. I was trained from day one as a specialist. I go in alone, I get it done. Defusing a nuclear bomb, I'm your guy. A welcoming committee, not my speed.
I know it's not what you want. Agent Hill did a very detailed assessment of your last 3 missions. Combat, top grades, espionage. She gave you the highest marks since Romanoff. Under people skills, she drew I think it's a little poop. That's bad, right? And given your family history, I'm surprised it's not worse. But I think you're the guy for this. If I'm wrong, you go straight back to your bombs.
Team's approved. Physicals are all fine. Fitzsimmons is not clear for combat until that won't be an issue. Agent Ward here, he's almost too fit.
That's an issue. That should be an issue. Maybe I can't join the team.
You dismissed? It was a porcupine. It's not a poop. It just means that you...
No, I'm pretty sure.
And it's not just a ward. Your whole roster is sketchy.
Well, they're cleared.
I would have been very happy not to clear you, Phil. I'd love for you to respect me.
I have plenty of that. Thanks.
You sure?
You should go sometime.
Where?
Tahiti. It's a magical place.
3 days in, I've been begging for an assignment.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. Oh, hey.
That was sketchy.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
You can't keep things from Coulson, right?
No, you can't keep things from Coulson. That's the main lesson. He's going to find out by the end of the season. We're figuring out some tech stuff. But those of you listening at home, we're doing a commentary track of the first episode of Shield. So, Pete, what'd you think?
Great start. I really loved the beginning. I thought it was, I didn't expect to see a superhero or that much action out of the box. And it was enjoyable to see Coulson.
Yeah, no, that was cool. I thought that first scene was great. I thought we were going to see J. August Richards getting powers.
Yeah.
But nope, he already had the powers.
Already have.
Already climbing up walls right at the top of the show. That was pretty cool.
So his power is he can land from heights and can punch bricks.
Yeah, yeah. He's his code name is Brick Puncher.
Oh, nice.
I can't wait to see how Brick Puncher the series turns out. Man, that was great so far. I don't know. There was when we talked to some TV people, they were saying that the pilot wasn't great. I thought that was awesome so far.
No. That was totally cool.
First off, that dude's a great waiter. He carries his tray in his coat. That's such a cool way to carry it.
No. That's a nice way of doing it. It's excellent service.
Great service.
He should be waiter Grant Ward.
That little plate is amazing.
I mean, that's just a serving tray.
Yeah.
You should go to a restaurant.
Oh, is that what happens in these?
All waiters have those.
Yeah, no, it's totally true. I'm very distracted because we're watching commercials at the same time.
Please don't watch those commercials.
Yeah, stop looking at the Best Buy commercials.
But it's a Best Buy commercial.
I love the way everything's integrated with the movies. Like, great references, so cool. Yeah. What's Shepherd Book shows up.
Yeah.
Which is very awesome. I don't know. I love him already just because of...
Do you? Because he was terrible on Firefly.
No, shut up.
No, come on. He was the worst part of Firefly.
He was underutilized.
All right.
The series ended before he could be cool.
Two people died in Firefly.
Two by two hands.
Nobody remembers that he died in Serenity.
Yeah,
literally nobody. Everybody's like, wow, it was really sad when Wash died in Serenity. And you're like, oh, Book died too. And you're like, who?
That's true. But that's
It was also a cool surprise to see Colby Smulders as Maria Hill so quickly. That's cool.
I know
it's probably just for the first episode right now because she's getting ready to meet the mother. But but hopefully she'll be back.
What's the mystery with Coulson? Is he secretly the Vision? That's what I think.
It's bullshit. Just the way he said Tahiti made me know that he knows. He was like, you have to go to... Tahiti.
So what do you think? Did he actually go to, like, the Bahamas, maybe? Did he go to the Cancun? I think that's a thing.
Have you ever been on a vacation before?
No, I literally have never been on a vacation before. Right. So I'm very excited to find out more about Coulson's vacation. I think that's the main thing we'll be delving into across the rest of the season. Did he go on a vacation? Where did he go? How many frequent flyer miles did
he get? I think we're back.
Yeah, are we back? Well, we're definitely back to ABC, and we're back to the Lucky 7 premiere. Oh, yeah. So, also, you guys should stick around because later tonight we're going to be doing a commentary track on Lucky 7 as well.
Yeah.
Here's my suspicion. I don't think they're actually lucky. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't know. I mean, I know they're saying they love the lottery and whatever, but I just think they're unlucky rather than lucky. It should probably be called Unlucky 7. And here we go.
Please tell me that you're not staying with that name.
Wait, what? I'm not.
a factory worker.
Sure, by day. I saw you.
Bye.
You're a hero. Like, a for real superhero, which is, I'm not like a goofy and stalker type, but. Okay, chill. Don't
touch
attention. You're a dick.
You got the wrong guy, lady.
No, you've got the wrong approach. The cute girl from the hospital is dying to thank you and possibly thank you. And you're hiding. The clip of you rescuing her has had the most hits since that puppy with vertigo. And you can't find a job.
What do you mean about danger?
Shield.
Shield what? I should carry a shield?
Shield. Government. Scary men in dark suits who come after guys like you. They knew about the Battle of New York before it even happened. And it cleaned it up before anyone could ask any real questions. Overnight. How long do you think it'll take for them to clean you up?
And do you want to know why I'm hiding?
What if you didn't hide? What if you got in front of this? And let people know that you're here?
I'm just a guy.
Well, a guy like that gets work. Gets perks. I can help. I'm great with computers. I could help you create a whole new identity. A mask.
Okay.
We could just stick with it. Good. Listen, you cannot walk away from this. With great power comes a ton of weird crap that you are not prepared to do.
You have an office.
Yes, I have an office. It's a mobile office. It's a van. Living in a van by choice, but it's always in the alley around the corner. Free Wi-Fi. You can come by anytime.
Thank you.
They're coming for you. Like. No.
So you've been briefed.
I'm not going back in the field.
Yeah. We got such a nice setup here. You ever thought about adding a moat? It just needs you to drive the bus. Reuse ground transport, some on-site supervision. This isn't a combat op.
And you don't need me.
I do. Because we'll be running ourselves. Picking the ops. Making the calls. No red tape. This is where they actually make the red tape, isn't it?
Huh.
I always wondered. Melinda.
You're really just asking me to drive the bus.
I'm not asking. But it's a really nice bus. Subcutaneous test shield.
Yeah, the dose of only 0.1 microliters of dendrotoxin. I'm not Hermione. I can't create instant paralysis with that. You should have gone this way. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the
hospital. Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons. I'm engineering. She's biochem. Agent, what? Coulson said I need my comm receiver encoded. I don't know if you've worked with that model before. It's me. Right now.
Who repurposed the RGIS chip?
Don't need the external receiver for the energy comms anymore. So, how does it...
I'm better since we all set up a matched DNA. It's very posh. So, are you excited to be going on our journey into mystery?
It's like Christmas. Shoot collectibles. Slink's always wants first GPS. He's not for this crap. Not Tesla. Ha ha!
school is not just a collectible, you know. People tend to confuse the words new and improved. This mobile command, they were in heavy rotation back in the 90s, but then we got a helicarrier. Hey, did you hear the one about the guys afraid of flying?
I'm gonna not jump into a drop zone under heavy fire, sir. I can handle it.
That was a joke, the first part of it. I'm not gonna tell again.
If you plan to attack, make it quick. Those aren't gonna fly. We may have a hit on one of the rising tide's rally points.
Good. We need to do some catching up. Is that who I think it is? She's just a pilot.
Melinda Mary's just a pilot. Come on, sir. We'll get you a really cool name.
Better start your gear.
Wow.
Yeah. Oop. Thor.
Great surprise.
Thor.
Yep. Thor. That's great. That's a movie, though. We're talking about TV.
Wait, it's Thor, though.
Yeah, I know. Thor. You love him. You are in love with him.
No. He does have a big hammer, though. It's pretty cool.
That's what you like about him, his big hammer? Wow. That is what Pete meant. You guys are right. You love his nice long hair, though, right?
Nope. We should talk about what just happened, though.
So, Rising Tide, what are they villains? Are they part of, what's the deal?
It kind of looked like
are
she
you
was,
asking me?
She was
yeah,
operating
asking,
out of the turtle.
Well,
I
know the answer to this question, and I'll just tell you to tune in the next couple of weeks on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to find out.
Great.
Yeah, I will say, this act got a little reference-y, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
With great power comes a lot of crap, Journey into Mystery.
Yeah.
What else did
was
they
there
use?
A pause
Vibranium
every...
Vendetta.
Was there
like,
a pause
there's a
every
ton of
time
that. They referenced
like...
Comic Book Club, the show?
Yeah, that was pretty weird. Most of the time when they did that, they looked directly at the screen, too, and winked really hard.
They winked at us. It's weird
strange.
They said all of our names, first, middle, and last.
They did. And Agent Coulson made out with me a little bit, and I might have been asleep, but I don't think so.
You just fell in love. You love
so
Agent Coulson.
What do you guys think? This is a pretty typical, like, get in the group, all band all together, introducing each character individually, pilot type thing. How do you think it's working so far?
I like it. I like that they're going to be a traveling group of people that are going to show up in different places and find superheroes. It's very much like X-Men Cerebro style, it seems like. I don't know, maybe that's the first season. This is starting to remind me, this act, of Heroes, the TV show.
Yeah. Oh.
Which I know is maybe a sore spot for all of us.
Save the Coulson, save the world?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Don't touch Lola, don't touch the world. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But it's interesting, because Rising Tide, that girl is definitely a recurring character in this show, and from what I understand, it seems like they're setting up Rising Tide is some sort of counter-organization, but then all of a sudden they have her. So that's sort of a nice surprise already. And what is it going to be, superheroes versus humans? Like, is it going to be sort of like Heroes in that it's different teams of heroes sort of fighting against each other with a villain that will emerge or something like that?
Yeah, I felt like the first half was really good. This kind of settled down a little too much, but hopefully it'll pick back up.
And the real question is, what happened to that girl who was wearing only a bra for no reason?
Yeah. The blonde girl who was over everything.
Yeah.
She was like,
oh, my fireplace in the first act.
Yeah.
But also, no girl ever wears an outfit like that because it's uncomfortable, I think. Pete, does this commercial remind you of Arrow, your favorite show on television?
Yep.
Great.
Check it out.
Are you plugging Arrow during Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Check out Arrow, guys.
That's a weird choice. When are you going to be live? Not yet.
Oh,
but I mean,
free check back.
It's great news about the free check back.
Yeah,
there might be different commercials in different regions, so please tweet us if you have a different commercial.
Did anybody else think the two people kind of fighting, talking at the same time was very annoying?
Well,
the British, like, I just don't understand.
Fitz and Simmons?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I will say, it was sort of hard to even, I know we're watching this in a large room, but it was hard to hear what was going on. So I don't know if her accent is maybe a little insane or what. But we are meeting these characters in, like, it's like hitting all of the marks right now. That you have to. You were introduced. We've met so many characters, and now we see how they all get along.
I mean, they definitely had the guy who doesn't want to work on a team, who's just like, I'm a loner. It's like, why would you say that? You know they're just going to immediately throw you on a team when you say that.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. You said that right before you joined Comic Book Club.
Yeah.
And boy, did we throw you in the mix. You're like, oh, I'm a loner. I don't want to be on a team with a guy that knows stuff and an annoying guy. And then you choose which one we are. Great.
Doesn't mean that you're not a for.
Is it the girl? Is she getting under your skin,
sir?
Or is it the assignments? Are you so anxious to get out of this that you deliberately blow an interrogation?
Give me a minute alone with her, and you'll have your answers.
She's an asset.
She is such an asset. Like asset?
We don't know anything about her. Do you appreciate how often that happens? That never happens. We need what she knows.
So we decided to return our capabilities, so some recording the damage to the texture of the room, some testing matter density, radiation, and now it's basically just smelling.
Well, I've got something in it, something.
Who's got it?
Marshall. Yes, but that model has flash memory because it's very nice. But I could set that with digital motion detectors and with a little luck, get some images from before the blast. My luck and an unappreciated genius.
You need a smooth release of compounds and explosive? What is that?
This is QMB-T16. It's the top-shelf martini of sodium pentothal derivatives. It's a brand new and extremely potent truth drug. Don't worry. The fix only lasts about an hour. You'll have a nice little nap. We'll have all the answers to your day. What the hell? I'm sorry. Did that hurt?
No. You've lost your mind. You should never do that to a member of your team. And yes, it did hurt a little bit. But I was trying to mask my pain for a beautiful women, because I think it makes me seem more masculine. My God,
that was fast.
Don't trust us? Ask him whatever you like.
Wait a minute.
Yes. This is definitely not protocol.
You seem nervous. Is your work?
I'll call it tomorrow in my training. There's no way. No classified secrets. The government's hell-bent on taking us down.
Have you ever killed anyone?
Yes, a few. High-risk targets. But they were terrible people. We're trying to murder nice people. I didn't feel good afterwards.
And then did your grandmother know about these things? Cramps and shit.
That's bad news.
Yeah. Complicated morality on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Good guys being bad guys, bad guys being good guys.
I mean, who's
lovers
the hero
being
and who's
fighters?
I mean, I smell a relationship brewing right there. Anybody else see that coming? I don't know.
Yeah, Grant Ward and Sky.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever her name is. What's her? Sky.
I don't know.
All right, we just met her, so I think that's probably
the brown-haired girl.
Is it weird that...
Oh, good. You narrowed it down.
Yeah.
It's weird I love everything Coulson does.
You love everything he does?
Literally,
well, I just
everything.
Think that was such a cool move to trank the other guy.
I mean, policy-wise, as a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, that seems like a fucked-up move.
yeah.
I mean, as far as fun
yeah,
TV, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, no, that was fun. I love that whole interrogation scene. I love... We are actually getting into a complicated morality here, which I think is kind of cool, where J. August Richards, he thinks he's the hero, but he kills a dude. probably doesn't make him a hero unless he's the Punisher, which, of course, is definitively a hero.
Definitely is.
I mean, that's what we've all agreed on as people.
Well, I mean, who would want to beat their boss, you know, over the head with a giant canister?
We can tell where Pete's morality is.
Pete, by the way, works at Apple.
Yeah.
If you work at Apple, just know that Pete definitively said he would like to beat his head.
Is no problem.
I don't work there.
It's probably an iPad or something. The refs just keep on coming as this show goes on.
What did you get in this act?
At one point, they were like, Rising Tide, Project Pegasus, Centipede. We got a lot going on, I believe.
This is like crazy dorky, but I love that Project Pegasus reference. I love Project Pegasus.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's very cool.
It's great. I would love to see that sometime. Maybe we get to see, who's the guy who works there? Is it Guardian?
I also love that Pringles commercial happening right now with a lightsaber battle.
Okay, great.
Cool. This is good part of the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. commentary.
Yeah.
I love that Project Pegasus reference. I love that they also, in Sky's truck, I think this was the last act, they had some sort of thing about, like, young hero saves people.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of time for them to develop different aspects of the Marvel Universe that won't necessarily work their way into the movies.
I mean, I know we talked about this a little bit, but there are a ton of characters and things they can do in this show, and it seems like they are going to at least reference
them,
if nothing more. Like, that's just what we want, isn't it?
Yeah, just we want, like, an hour solid of references, and that's it.
Exactly. That's what we do on our show.
Yeah. They've said there's, like, 5,000 characters in the Marvel Universe. That's going to take at least 4 episodes to list.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Yeah. I mean, what about Speedball or Super Sable?
Stiltman.
Encountering different people. Yeah. Hey, guys.
I recognize you. You're Stiltman. You're Big Wheel. Yeah. You're the Lizard. Okay, let's keep going.
Let's go get lunch, is what they're saying.
Totally. Let me ask a question. Do you have a favorite character so far?
I like the Rising Tide brown-haired girl so far.
Sky?
Yeah. I think she...
what do you like about her?
She is the most character, I think, so far. Like, she's, and it seems to be the most interesting. I mean, like, everyone's an Agent Coulson fan. I think he's great, but it's clearly he's going so far anyway. He's the quippy one.
Coulson.
He's the one who makes a joke and is like, I'm in charge. Hey, cool.
Yeah. I got to say, I'm already feeling kind of horrible because I know Simmons, who's the British techie girl. I'm like, oh, God.
You have a crush on her.
I have a crush on her already. I do. Well, because, you know, it's a Whedon show, so the techie, geeky British girl, of course I'm going to have a crush on.
Okay. Well, why? Of course. What do you mean?
Of course. It's just like I can't help myself.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're a monster. and I know Pete's favorite is Agent Coulson.
Of course.
Pete is screaming from somewhere else that the girl who is supposed to be driving the bus, quote unquote, it bothers Pete that she's not driving the plane.
Right. Okay. Just to clarify,
what a logistics,
Pete,
man.
The plane in the show is called the bus.
Yeah.
I know that's pretty confusing.
Yeah.
Because in the Marvel Universe, cars are called boats.
Yeah,
and boats are called trash cans.
We all know
that. So it's like a different language. So you'll pick it up later.
Let's take the trash can out and go fishing, they say.
Oh, here we go.
Did Agent Ward give you anything?
He told me he's been to Paris, but he's never really seen it, and that he wishes he'd stayed in Tahiti.
It's a magical place.
Ward doesn't mind your style. I don't think I do.
What about his?
Surveillance on the lab. I had my shotgun, my friend, the window before the glass, the digital files on my van, and there's too much background noise for me.
everyone's kidding. I know it's right. I do. But no one will listen to me. I volunteered because you said things would change.
You said you could keep it together. Our first subject walked into the lab with a freaking bomb.
I'm not like you.
I tell that to your foreman in the ICU.
I saved you.
You exposed me. You exposed the program. The people who gave me this technology, they are very serious and they do not want to be revealed. Mike Peterson needs to disappear.
You're right. I'm not him anymore. I'm someone else now.
Please. You're juiced, Mike, and you're losing it just like the last guy. It's a disaster.
No. It's an origin story.
Audio files should be coming through right now because my son might take a minute.
Yeah. I'm getting it. When you get back, I'll show you my thing. Ah, thing. It's not. It's my hardware. My equipment. Yes.
So the alien metal wasn't the explosive?
Well, I assume from the break and the discussion that it was, but it's just dripping with gamma radiation. Oh, no, actually dripping. But
so what did it get us?
This guy's sending us the rest of our decrypted files and sent to peep, but we have our audio and loaded it up.
Nice work.
Using motion estimation, Bayesian inference, a beam splitter, analytical diffraction theory, a mystery man appears. It's like magic, but it's science.
Explosives in the case?
Please come on, just let me check your vitals. I feel fine. I want to feel more. Where's the doctor? Where is he? If you don't settle down, I'll have these civilians. Where is he?
Did you see that one's up?
Yes.
What does that look like to you?
A sentry.
It's an intravenous filter for his blood. This Gosa, very similar to the serum Dr. Erskine developed in the 40s for
super soldiers.
I'm reading alien metal, gamma radiation, the serum. Everyone knows also superpower thrown in a blender.
We need to see the origin of the blast. Run it back from the last point recorded.
That should do it. Let's head back.
And you're gonna help save us.
Us?
Don't cry. Jenny, stay strong for me, Ace. What are we?
We're a team.
That's right.
Extremis. It's new. Completely unstable.
Poor man didn't bring an explosive. And Mike has the same stuff in his system.
I'm judging by his strength level a lot more.
But look, I saw any that Mike is dead.
He'll take out anyone within a 2-block radius.
Well, he wanted a bomb.
Oh, man.
Oh, bombs
all right.
Away.
So, I think the biggest thing that stuck out to me here is the crazy amount of continuity that's going on.
Yeah.
So, J. August Richards...
You have to be such a dork to get all this stuff. You have to know everything. You have to know everything.
Yes, you do. You have to be like, I'm extremis mixed with Dr. Erskine's formula.
I mean...
This might be the nerdiest show ever.
Has anyone here not seen Iron Man 3 and all that? And are you completely lost?
No.
So you still get it, even though you don't know what actually is happening?
Well, I know
it's okay,
okay,
great. Okay, good.
Got it. Okay, so J. August Richards injected with Extremis from Iron Man 3, the Super Soldier formula from Captain America. What was the other thing they mentioned? I had a little trouble hearing it.
Gamma radiation,
which I don't know where that's from.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, no, that's new.
Did they say grandma's radiation?
Yeah, grandma's radiation.
Oh, it's so old and quaint.
Oh, bye.
That was a little ridiculous when he was like, Grammy.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're getting references to all of that stuff here, which I feel like, I almost feel like that's a crazy amount of promise.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, gamma radiation could be a leader out there somewhere, could be a Hulk quarter.
And also, they're burning through references. They have a whole season of this show to do.
Yes.
They've almost burned through almost everything. Yeah.
But they're almost done. They're, like, very close to finished.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, for your casual non-comic book reading audience, they just burn through almost every reference they have. They've referenced every character. They've referenced every movie character.
Yeah,
already.
Next act, they're going to be like, we got to get those Infinity Gauntlets.
Yeah.
Go over to the Living Tribunal.
Man, what's with all these ants, man? We have to get rid of them.
Here's what I realized watching this. I would kill to see Rick Jones show up on the show.
Oh, that's a great call.
He would be perfect.
Yeah, I think that's really
right
cool.
In. So, again, we did the same thing last act. Any early favorites? Anybody who's jumping out to you at this point, Pete?
I don't know. I mean,
still Coulson?
Yeah, still Coulson.
Great.
But
he was barely in this act.
The way that this ragtag team is starting to come together
is there any other type of team?
Yeah, I just feel like it's partly maddening and partly enjoying it, but it's kind of driving me nuts at the same time.
What's driving you nuts?
Well, just like the fact of like I'll show you my thing. I mean my dick. I mean I don't know. Like
I don't think we get it.
You're nerdy. Well, you don't have to overdo it around girls. We understand.
But that's not an origin story problem. That's just the way the writing is. Like it's going to be a little like that. That's the tone.
Oh, so I should just...
Yeah,
you should buckle
up. It's like, it's an origin story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the comics.
I like things a little quippy. I certainly don't mind them. Melinda May, I want to see her do a little bit of something.
Yeah,
I get that she's glowery and doesn't say a whole lot.
Yeah, the camera just pans at her and she's like scowling.
And that's it.
The Wolverine of the bunch.
Yes. Is that what Wolverine's like?
Just
I feel like Wolverine's
growls.
Very talky right now.
Well, right now, sure.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping they just don't start looking at the camera and being like, comics. Check them out.
Why not? That would be great. That would be great. This is something that occurred to me. So J. August Richards says, I don't remember what he says, but he says, this is an origin story and jumps out the window.
Right.
Totally cool moment. Super exciting. But... are there comic books in the world of the Avengers and the Marvel Cinematic Universe? There are? There's what? There's DC. Only DC comics. And they're like, fuck the new 52. I don't know. It's weird. What are they about? Because superheroes are new. They've been around for like a month. It's probably Night Nurse. There's a lot of Night Nurse comics. There's probably a lot of like Millie
the
Model.
A lot of people yelling Captain America at you.
Oh, right. There's probably Captain America comics. You're probably right. Oh, here we go. We're back.
He did that spark because he was hungry. The two are connected. It was kind of a chemical surge, but calm him down by a minute at most. He will detonate within the next few hours.
Solution?
How's that him care for people?
More? Oh, good. There's been.
He said this is where the metabolic process will stop.
We need to come up with a third option. One that doesn't involve my son losing a father.
We have a couple of hours at most. There's no way that we could...
Don't ever tell me there's no way.
Oh.
It's on you. Get it done.
Whoa.
Oh, no. What is this nonsense? Why are you making nonsense?
This isn't me. It's noise. Someone's hacking our secure channel. It's longitude and latitude. Matrix sky. She's telling us where. We'll take the nice lady with us. Maybe we can't go to the airport, so we'll take a train. And then she'll help us start over. Make a new life. A better life. Like I always said. Look at this place. We're gonna risk thousands of lives over some nobody. Nobody's nobody anymore. The humans will come through.
Whooping ass. Yeah.
Think that means anything? You know, you got men everywhere waiting to put me down. I know how this plays out. I don't. I know you got poison in your system. I know it's burning you up. Mike, the last guy who wore that exploded. Not like that other guy. It matters who I am. Inside, if I'm a good person, if I'm strong.
I have a clear shot. You got me.
I know you're strong. Your boy knows it. He needs you to let us help. You took him. You took my wife. My job. My house? You think this is killing me? All over. There's people being pushed down, being robbed. One of them tries to stand up. You gotta make an example out of him. You bring this building down on us. Will that help them? That's a lie. All you do is lie. You said if we worked hard, if we did right,
said it was enough to be a man. But there's better than man. There's gods. And the rest of us. What are we? They're giants. We're what they step on. I know. I've seen giants up close. And that privilege cost me nearly everything. But the good ones, the real deal, they're not heroes because of what they have, but we don't. It's what they do with it. You're right, Mike. It matters who you are.
The good, you know.
Told him his father was coming home.
He will. He has some experience with this.
He almost blew. We almost died.
He has some experience with that, too.
Don't even know, mapped out.
True. We didn't cut off the head of the centipede. Whoever sponsored that little experiment is still out there, among other things.
It's a brave new world in a really old car.
Lola can keep up. What about you? Have you thought about the offer?
Is your crazy plan? Not exactly a team player.
We're not exactly a team. But we're in a position to do some good. You'd be a great help. You'd be front row center at the strangest show on Earth, which is, after all, what you wanted.
I was able to hack S.H.I.E.L.D. from my van. Are you going to show him something new?
Oh, flying car.
Sir, we've got an 084.
Is that confirmed?
They want us to go in and confirm it.
What's it like?
You've got exactly 10 minutes to decide if you really want to know.
There's no way we can make it to the airfield.
I mean, hold on, wait, there might be a next episode.
We all know what that means. It means we don't know what that means. This season, to investigate the strange and the unknown, five unlikely experts. We just can't seem to understand each other. It must be God.
So what can happen?
The ultimate team. And trust us, you won't want to miss the very end of every episode. Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Watch it live all new next Tuesday at 8/7 Central on ABC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what? That was a win. That was a legitimate win.
That was awesome.
Flying car. Oh. And I got to say, the end.
We don't need roads.
I mean, that's
Yeah, that's just crazy.
That's the. There is an ad.
Are we doing our live commentary on the Goldbergs now?
Well, yeah. No.
Am I in time? Did I miss it?
Yeah, exactly. We gotta watch the Goldbergs.
Awesome.
Well, let's do a quick wrap up.
Yeah, what'd you guys think?
Great. I gotta say, like, I thought it was gonna get real like saccharine and too much, but
yeah.
I thought it was pretty legit good. Like the guy's speech who was shot and then turned
out August Richards.
That was
Jay
weird.
I actually liked it. I thought it was sort of true of like the world right now. Everyone's feeling like it's economically difficult, and I was like, whoa, brave of them to go for that.
I agree. I like the fact that they kept him alive. I was a little that moment where everybody was staring at each other went on a little too long.
I agree. I thought they killed him. I was like, how
when he got shot in the head.
They shot him in the head, and they're all like, thumbs up.
Yeah!
we nailed it.
Yeah, we did it. Woo!
Yeah.
But then the fact that they didn't kill him, I like that. I like
they just retired him to a farm.
Yep.
Exactly. Like a family
upstate.
Pet.
Where they keep all the kids of the guys they shot in the head.
Yeah. Where were they?
Oh, that was just a regular farm in America.
Oh, cool.
Where people
it
run.
Like the farm from
and then
the
I'll tell you, I mean, that was when the car started to fly.
I mean,
I was like, oh, I can't help myself. I'm clapping and cheering.
Exactly. And if you didn't hear, the audience here went nuts for that. Like, and I felt it coming on because there were too many buttons in that car before he revealed it. I was like, that's not a regular car. That's a flying car, probably.
Yep.
And I'm pretty impressed.
I thought that was great.
Beat my stamp. My guess as to how it was going to be.
I agree.
It did get a little heavy-handed with the speech and then the shots of, like, Union behind him because they're in, you know, Union Square. But I
Well, you're anti-Union, though.
Well, no, I just felt like, I get it, guys. Don't hit me over the head with it. I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was very giddy at the end with the flying car. I thought it was really well done.
I thought it was great. You know, it had a little bit of pilotitis, but of course it is a pilot where it's like setting things up. And they're like, I'm a tech person. That's what I do. And a lot of saying what the jobs were and saying what people are.
Yeah.
But I think this is a great setup.
And
I'm really excited to see where this goes next.
That girl said she's only going to drive the bus, but I think she's going to do more.
Yeah. You think she's going to drive the plane as well?
Yeah, I think she's going to drive the plane.
I think so. That one thing where she came out and beat up the cop, pretty cool. Let's talk about that real quick. Bad guys.
Yep.
Also, a little bit of setup of bad guys in here. You got those bad cops, one of them with weird stuff on her face.
The girl that was in the exploding building.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So we'll see what happens with them.
Centipede.
So what do you guys think? Thumbs up?
Thumb up.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. What do you think, audience?
Yeah?
Yeah?
All right.
Okay, half-hearted applause for the audience.
Yes, indeed. No, they love it. I think the audience is into it.
All right, there you go, guys. Check us out at Comic Book Club Live, Nerdist.com for the podcast and more.
Yep.
And if you like this, let us know, and we'll do the same thing next week.
Right on.
There we go. Have a good night.
Good night, guys. Thank you. Hey.